Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast on the 5th of June, 2024. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today on the news by C.J. Miller and Sabrina Halverson. The Hat Podcast is brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust, experience banking built on heart, grit, and agriculture. FFBT.com to learn more and stop by your local branch to learn more, too. Coming up in the news, catching up with the Indiana FFA state president as the state convention approaches and the challenges ahead for farm labor. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has plenty of rain in the state today. And yesterday, the grain and oil seed markets sold off yet again. We have market analysis on the way with Arlen Suderman on the Hoosier Ag Today Wednesday podcast.
At First Farmers Bank and Trust, agriculture has been a cornerstone of our business for more than 135 years. Our personal relationships within the ag community run deep for multiple generations. If you're looking for a financial partner that knows, understands, and supports agriculture, we want to hear from you. Let's grow success together. Visit us online at ffbt.com or visit any of our branches to meet an ag expert in your area. First Farmers Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Equal opportunity lender.
From an Indiana FFA jacket to a sash, gown, and a crown, I'm C.J. Miller, and this is Hoosier Ag Today. Well, the Indiana FFA State Convention is fast approaching, and the student who's finishing up her term as Indiana FFA president has a very busy summer ahead of her.
This year has been life-changing and absolutely breathtaking. There are so few words to describe it.
And that's Kelby Roberts of Rushville. Not only has she been serving as president of Indiana FFA over the past year, but just last weekend, she was crowned this year's Rush County Fair Queen.
You know, I talked about it in my interviews when I was running for Fair Queen, that I've always been a dreamer, and I always knew I wanted to run for state office, and I always knew that I wanted to run for Miss Rush County, and I obviously take those dreams and run with them, but I'm so blessed to be able to really live those out with some awesome people.
But first up this summer for Kelby is the Indiana FFA State Convention, which is set for June 17th through 20th at Purdue's campus.
Our theme this year is Discover, and we are super, super excited for that. We are about to absolutely bring the hype, the energy, and the fun. We've got a lot of really cool new things in store, and we're so excited to welcome our members to West Lafayette.
What is Kelby looking forward to most as she serves as president during the upcoming convention?
I would say reconnecting with members I've already made those connections with and meeting new members that maybe I haven't got to meet directly, but they've followed me on, you know, social media or reached out to me or know who I am. I really want to know who they are. I want to get to know all of them. And then also, I'm really looking forward to our sessions that we're chairing and my retiring address, of course. I'm super, super excited for that week ahead.
Soon after the convention, Kelby will be trading her blue corduroy jacket for a crown and sash as Fair Queen for the Rush County Fair, June 29th through July 6th.
I think there's so many things being a 10-year 4-H member really involved in the livestock side of things. That's where my roots at the Rush County Fair really dig deep. So I'm super excited to see the successful 4-H members and their face light up, going on the midway and getting to interact with our community and county as a whole. Maybe get over my fear of heights a little more. I don't know. We'll see. Riding some rides, but I'm super excited for all the aspects and the interactions that will come with being Fair Queen.
You can hear more of my conversation with Kelby Roberts of Rushville at HoosierAgToday.com. When it comes to U.S. ag labor, one ag researcher says there are a number of different global factors that could have an impact. Sabrina Halverson has more.
Demographic changes going on around the world are not favorable for U.S. agricultural labor.
Head of Rabobank, Rabo Research Food and Agribusiness in North America, Dr. Roland Fumazi says there are two sides to the food production coin. On one side, nations around the world are becoming more developed.
There's a flip side to that coin, and those same positive economic forces as countries develop around the world that are great for food demand also can put tremendous pressure on what is already a challenging farm labor situation.
In addition, the trends in worker ages show fewer younger workers in ag labor and more who are 50 years old or older.
In previous decades, we added a lot of young people, and that trend has significantly slowed down. The driver of that are birth rates declining. And that is one of the consequences of economic development in countries around the world. As countries get more economically developed, their birth rates decline.
Fumazi says there are a few factors for the U.S. to consider in order to keep an adequate ag workforce in coming decades, such as working on better immigration policies tied to agriculture, increasing pay rates, and generally making the U.S. more competitive in the worldwide ag labor space.
What I'm showing you here is that overall pool or pie will continue to get smaller. Is there a way for us maybe to get a bigger slice of a smaller pie? Probably.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm C.J. Miller, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Farmers need flexibility, which is why Farm Credit Mid-America offers farm real estate loans with flexible options built for farmers. With a wide range of loan products and competitive interest rates, we are able to tailor a farm real estate loan to meet your needs. If you're thinking about expanding your farm, visit us at fcma.com/real estate to learn more. Loan subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
Attention farmers and equipment dealers, are you tired of premature wear and tear plaguing your John Deere combine? Say goodbye to frequent replacements and hello to durability with meticulously crafted John Deere wear parts from Eile Fabrications. Eile uses superior metal materials to ensure extended wear for your combine. Their premium quality parts won't break the bank. Elevate your harvest season. Visit Eile Fabrications online, ihlefabrications.com. Store, protect, repair. Eile Fabrications.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. We've got rain in the forecast today. Decent rain. Coverage around 90 to 100% of the Hoosier State. I think we end up with a quarter to three quarters of an inch at least. And there may be a chance at an outside inch in a few areas depending on how thunderstorms come together. Moving forward, we are going to be seeing the low that's bringing this moisture through today slow as it exits to the east and north. And because of that, I'm now watching to see if we get any kind of wraparound backside circulation. If we see something come together at all, it'll be mostly clouds here. I'm not concerned about larger scale precipitation. As a matter of fact, I still think that we have a good shot at 7 days worth of mostly dry weather between Thursday and next Wednesday. We are still seeing this low, this pesky low, kind of meander through the northeastern Great Lakes. But outside of cloud cover, I'm not concerned about major precipitation. In parts of Michigan, we may see a few showers. And overnight, Monday night into Tuesday, maybe there's a little bit of shower activity that's trying to pop up. Data is somewhat unsettled just due to the fact that normally in June, you don't get a cutoff low parking itself over an area for a good long period of time. Usually the jet stream takes care of that and moves these lows along. So I'm not convinced that this is going to be a longer term cloudy circulation kind of pattern, but it's something that we're watching here this morning. Once we get to the second part of next week, Thursday, Friday, we have a little bit of moisture that wants to come through Thursday morning, but I just don't think that we have any major weather issues for the entirety of the country. So we could put together another longer dry stretch. And if we stay precipitation free through the 7 days from Thursday right on through next Wednesday, then how long will it be with another dry stretch in here before we're starting to clamor for some rain? It won't take long in this current scenario. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
From the Farm Bill to foreign farmland ownership and international trade, ag policy is having a big impact on Indiana farming operations. The Hoosier Ag Today Indiana Ag Policy Podcast provides in-depth coverage on these and many other important and complex issues. Get the details behind the headlines with the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, hosted by Eric Pfeiffer. You can find it at HoosierAgToday.com, the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app, and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
The markets go lower once again. This is Hoosier Ag Today. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Farm Market Review, and we'll review the numbers. First, we review what happened. Arlen Suderman joined me near the end of trade. For that, Arlen with StoneX. Arlen, the corn and soybean markets attempted a turnaround Tuesday, and we did see some higher moves early in the session, but that succumbed after about the middle of trade, possibly getting some pressure from wheat, but certainly it would appear that a pretty good planting progress report and crop condition report on Monday has a lot to do with the inability to turn things around.
Yeah, I think, frankly, that as we're talking, December corn is virtually unchanged from yesterday. And after that crop progress report, I think that's a victory. It has been attempting to rally at times today, as you mentioned. Soybeans in a similar situation. But after that crop progress report, I imagine there's a lot of farmers out there with a lot of leftover corn trying to sell against the any strength that we see as well, worried if they're going to get another chance. And right now, we don't see that. There continue to be those calling for hot, dry weather later this summer. That's big. That's a big, as we say, and if and but on whether that'll actually happen. So a lot of farmers are pretty nervous out there about that. And the crop ratings coming in much better than anticipated. But so far, we're holding up, even though we've made new lows for the move today.
What does the weakness in wheat have to do with corn and beans as well? Anything?
Well, the wheat is certainly a drag on corn. Wheat has been is the one commodity, major commodity, when you look at the energy sector and grain and oil seeds. Wheat is the one major commodity that has not had a significant correction at this point. And so some weakness can be expected as it is now finally having that correction. The story behind wheat really hasn't changed. We're still hot and dry in southern Russia and southeastern Ukraine, and that is negatively impacting the wheat crop. But much of it has been factored in already, and a bull market needs to be fed every day. And it's been a couple of days since we've had fresh bullish news. But we anticipate that those production estimates are going to continue to decline. As I looked at the NDVI satellite data today, we're seeing significant decline in the greenness factors for the crops in that area. Some of that is maturing early. Some of it is maturing early because, frankly, of dry weather and temperatures in the mid to upper 90s some days. But for today, all of the commodities really facing some notable headwinds from the outside markets, and these grain and oilseed markets just simply not having a story to battle that.
So talk about those outside markets and the weakness there a little bit more. Equities have been on the march lower, and crude oil has been hit pretty hard here recently too.
Yeah, the concern is really about the economy. We did see the JOLTS report that job openings in the month of April were at 8 million. That's about one and a quarter job openings per person looking. So originally in 2022, we were at about two. We need to get below one really to bring wage inflation down as part of inflation. So we're making the right move, but now the trade got what it wanted, but it, in a type of number that would support rate cuts. But now they're worried about a stagnated economy that would hurt demand for commodities. And that's why we've been seeing the funds really selling the commodities again over the last couple of days.
Arlen Suderman there, StoneX and StoneX.com. Settlements now from Tuesday trade, July corn, 442.5 down a penny. September down a penny, 448.25. Dease goes to 462, losing 0.75 cents. July beans, 1.5 cents lower, 1179. August, 1177.5, a drop of a nickel. And November, 7.75 off, 1156. The wheat market did lead us lower. July, 658.25, down 14.5 cents. Mostly lower in the meats. June live cattle, 182.17, up 15. Everything else down. And June lean hogs, 92.70, down 95 cents. I'm Andy Eubank with the Tuesday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's most listened to farm network.